You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 62, and I'm talking about adjusting your expectations and letting some things go. Hey, Travel Geniuses, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This next two or maybe three episodes are going to be a little bit different just because it's holiday season. I don't want you feeling like there's a lot of extra work you need to do on your business. So these episodes will be a little shorter and they'll also be less action-based. So there's no downloads or checklists or list of things you need to do after you listen to this episode. They're still going to be useful and helpful, I hope. They're just not going to be super action-oriented. So don't worry, regular episodes will be back next year. This episode is sort of a Christmas gift from me to you. I really just want to give you permission to adjust your expectations right now. And this is true any time of the year, but I think it's especially true this time of year. There are so many additional expectations, not just personally with holidays and all the holiday things we think we have to do, but also with your business, thinking that you need to get ready for the new year and have everything cleaned up and shiny and ready to go next year. So I just want to give you permission, not that you need it, but maybe you forgot that it's okay to adjust your expectations, adjust the timelines that you set on things, and take off some of the pressure so that you can really enjoy this time of year. Last month in my insiders group, we worked through looking towards the last couple months of the year and doing some planning so that time of year or this time of year that we're in now would be a little easier and we would be able to enjoy the holidays a little more and maybe even take some extended time away from our business. I worked through that exercise too, along with the other members in the group, and thought I had a great plan, but some things came up. I accidentally volunteered to host the Christmas Eve dinner for my mom's side of the family, and that's like aunts and uncles and cousins, so about 30 people, which isn't that bad, but I made it a little bit more complicated than it had to be by deciding whatever. It's a long story, but it turned into me needing to empty out every cupboard in my kitchen and get rid of stuff and declutter and rearrange. And that was all my doing. Nobody made me do it. And Christmas Eve dinner would have been fine and will be fine even if I don't complete that task. But I was starting to feel really overwhelmed. And I was complaining to a friend of mine about how overwhelmed I was and thinking in my head, like, I try so hard to enjoy this time of year and I still end up so busy that instead of enjoying it, I'm just fighting back tears all the time because I feel so overwhelmed by everything I have to do. And even when I'm in a situation that I'm supposed to be enjoying, being with friends and family or doing some sort of fun holiday thing, in the back of my head are all these like this running list of things that I have to do that I don't have time for. And so this is all going on while I'm complaining to my friend. And suddenly I thought, I'm in control. This is my choice whether I enjoy Christmas or not. I control what I do. I control what's on my schedule. So I got done complaining to her, thanked her for letting me vent, because often it's not until I get something out that my brain starts to come up with the solution on its own. And I just sat down and looked at what I had on my plate, what things I was telling myself I had to do, and what I could get rid of, because my priority is to enjoy my life. And I do want to enjoy this time of year. I hate like Christmas passes and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, when do I get to enjoy the holidays? Because it's come and gone and I literally spent the whole time just totally stressed out. And here's the truth about to-do lists and things we think we quote unquote have to do. Most of them we don't. There are some things that, yes, you have to do for your business, client work. Obviously, you need to make sure that you're getting back to clients when you promised you would, that you are getting their vacations designed in a timely manner, that you're making the reservations you need to and getting payments in, all of that stuff. So yes, there are things that definitely have to get done and have to get done at a certain time. But most other things are optional. And if they're not necessarily optional, it is up to you. And well, what is optional or flexible is the time frame that you give them or the way that you do it. Maybe you can do it a little less perfectly than you hoped, but at least get it done. Or maybe you give yourself some extra time. And instead of thinking, I have to have all this stuff done by the end of the year because everybody says that, you know, new year is the new start, so you want to be ready for that. Maybe that's not true. So here's what I did when I was just really freaking out and feeling really overwhelmed. When I got done complaining to my friend, I made a list of all the things that I had to do or thought I had to do, personal and business, because like I said, there is a lot of extra personal pressure this time of year and personal expectations. So I made that list of all the things I thought I had to do. And then I looked at all of them and made a separate list. I love lists. I have a notebook with me all the time. But I made a list of the things that I really did have to do. And then I looked at the rest of them again and decided, what of these things do I really want to do? What can I change? Where can I adjust expectations around these things? And I'll share a couple of things that I changed. First was my Christmas cookies. I have shared this in my insiders group that every year I want to make Christmas cookies and I want to bring them to my neighbors and share them with family. And so I go out and I make my list of cookies. I buy all the ingredients, things that I don't necessarily use all the time, like almond paste or walnuts, figs, whatever, not figs, dates. I don't know. Weird cookie ingredients and lots of butter and sugar and flour. And then I run out of time because I just struggle this time of year getting things done. And I run out of time. And that stuff sits in my cupboard because, well, Christmas is over. I can't make Christmas cookies now. And then next Christmas, I repeat the process. All those ingredients that I bought last year, you know, the weird ones, have expired. So I have to get new ones and rinse and repeat year after year after year. And so what I decided this year is, who says that I can't make cookies after Christmas? Yes, there is this tradition of Christmas cookies, but so what? Are people going to be mad if I give them cookies for New Year's? No. So I've decided not only to take that off of my plate this year, but for every year going forward, I am going to give up on making Christmas cookies and instead I'm going to make New Year's cookies. There's always that time after Christmas when you're not busy getting ready for Christmas anymore, but people still have a lot of extra downtime between Christmas and New Year's. So why can't I just use that time to make my cookies? So that's an example of an expectation that for whatever reason, we're told and believe things have to be done a certain way and they really don't. And maybe our life would be easier if we reevaluated some of that stuff. Not to be Grinch, but one of those things that we have these arbitrary expectations around is gift giving. And I'm sure this is really pushed by Target and Walmart and Macy's and Amazon that you have to get gifts for everybody on your list and you're Grinch if you don't. I mean, look at me, I just call myself a Grinch, but we don't do that in our family anymore. I still buy for little kids, of course. They're fun and they're easy. And yeah, that's just fun for me. But for adults who have their own jobs and for the most part can get themselves what they want, at least that it would be within my gift giving budget, that's stressful because what if they already have this thing? And what if they don't like this scent or this flavor? Or what if that's not their taste for their home? Whatever, it's hard figuring out what to get somebody, and giving a gift card or money isn't really very fun and exciting for anyone. So we just stopped doing that several years ago. We stopped with extended family a long time ago, but with our kids, our adult children, we a few years ago stopped doing gifts, and I can honestly say my kids love it. Like, it's so freeing, and it frees up so much mental energy and time to enjoy the holidays. So I would really encourage you. It's probably too late for this year, but for next year, just try it and see how it feels and let people know who you normally get gifts for, because that frees them of that expectation. Like, oh, that person gives me a gift, so now I have to get one for them. It's just been one of the best things we ever did. And I will say, for our kids, we take the money we all would have spent on gifts and we pool that and then rent a cabin up north for a long weekend in the spring or fall. So that's just much more enjoyable for all of us than rushing around buying a bunch of junk that nobody really wants. And I do still really enjoy getting gifts for people. I just get it throughout the year. If I see something that I know they're going to love and I'm really excited to get for them, I do it. But I don't just buy because it's somebody's birthday or because it's Christmas. I don't let the stores dictate what expectations I have and what I feel like I have to do. So even something like that, that is such a long held tradition around the holidays, you don't have to do it. There's no real rule. It's all just made up stuff that we've believed that we have to do, and it's not true. So I guess I would challenge you, if you do this, I guess there is some homework. If you make the list of all the things you have to do and then pull out the things that you really have to do, like the non-negotiables, you could even reevaluate those and ask yourself, is this really non-negotiable? Is this really required? What would happen if I didn't do it? Or what would happen if I did it in a different way or at a different time? And no, I have not turned this into a lifestyle podcast. I promise this applies to your business as well. And I did make some adjustments to my expectations for my business too. You've heard me talk about insiders recently. I'm getting ready to open it to new members, and I actually I'm so excited to share with you what it's going to be like now. But I spent a lot of time thinking about what I want and what I wish I had for myself as I am growing a business, and I am basically creating that within insiders, and I think it's quite different from other memberships out there. And I'm so excited. But what that means is I have to redo what I currently have. Almost nothing that I have will work. Well, I mean, it just all needs to be changed. I am emptying all the cupboards in my kitchen before Christmas. And so for insiders, it's like the digital version of emptying out all the cupboards and getting rid of what doesn't work and making room for what does and reorganizing everything. So I have had that plan, and I wanted to be able to open the doors and accept new members this month so that we could start in January all together. But I was, like I said, really feeling overwhelmed, and my to-do list was not shrinking. And in fact, I had a secondary list next to my tasks for the day of things that I didn't get done yesterday and the day before and the day before that. And that list kept growing. And I was honestly had a few, like, my heart was racing and I teared up sometimes just feeling so overwhelmed and like, I'm never going to catch up. How am I going to get all this done? And so getting ready for the new intake of insiders and opening it up to new members, making all those changes and tidying things up in the back end, that's something that everybody's launching their thing right now. And so I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. But who says that I have to do that before the end of the year? I can pick what, it's my business and it's my life and I get to make the rules. So I just decided my priority is enjoying this time of year. I'm not a brain surgeon, so nobody's going to die if opening up insiders for new members is delayed by a few weeks or a month. So I have actually taken all of those tasks in accomplishing that goal of cleaning things up on the back end. I took them all off of my to-do list. If I have some free time, if I get caught up or ahead and have some time where, you know, I can add something extra, I most certainly will work on that because I'm very excited to do it and I can't wait. And it makes me a little bit sad to have taken that off my plate right now. But otherwise, I'm just going to wait until after Christmas and I'll make a new plan then and move forward and get that accomplished. So just because you adjust your expectations and give yourself a couple of weeks to not worry about something. Maybe you've had a goal to start an email newsletter or get your website cleaned up or whatever it is that you think you wanted to have done before the new year starts. Nothing catastrophic will happen if you push that back a couple of weeks. Give yourself a little bit of breathing room and some space, and you'll probably be better for it. Honestly, you'll come back to it with more excited and with more ideas. And I've mentioned this before that when you take a break from your business, something magic happens when you stop trying to force it and your brain has a minute to relax. It makes all these connections without you having to be conscious of it. And suddenly a problem that's been plaguing you and you've been trying to solve for months, you suddenly come up with the best, most brilliant solution that is better than anything you would have imagined you could have come up with. So taking a break does not mean giving up on your business. It's just, you're just delaying it so that you can enjoy your life, because that's why you started this business in the first place, I'm sure. I hope this helps a little bit. I really hope that you're not in this place and that you're better at managing your time and setting your to-dos so you don't get overwhelmed in the first place, unlike me. But if you are feeling really overwhelmed and stressed and just sure you're never going to get everything done, take this as permission to just go through that list and ask yourself why it's there, why it has to be done that way, why it has to be done at that time. How could you do it different? Do you have to do it at all? And just free up some space to really enjoy this time of year and spend some extra time with your friends and family and give yourself a chance to breathe so that you are ready to come back next year excited about your business and energized. Okay, one last thing before I end this episode. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter yet, I really encourage you to do it. I haven't been very good about publishing that. I just sometimes typing things out takes a lot of energy for me for some reason. There's all this pressure to make it perfect and grammatically correct versus just talking like this. And if I use the wrong word, it's not a big deal. It's just a conversation with friends, right? But for some reason, typing things out, it just takes so much more energy for me. So I've been experimenting with audio newsletters, so really short mini podcast episodes basically, and it has helped. I'm not sending out a weekly newsletter, which is great if that's not what you want. I don't know that I ever will get to that point, so it's not super consistent yet, but I have been much better at it and I think it's some good stuff, so I don't want you to miss it. So if you want to get on that list, go to travelgeniuses.com/newsletter to sign up. And if you missed the first two audio newsletters, shoot me an email, christy@travelgeniuses.com, and I will send you the link to those as well. That's it for this episode. I will be back in a couple of weeks with another short and sweet podcast episode. And until then, I hope you find lots of ways to enjoy this holiday season.